The Chaos Insurgency. So far in this series, we've discussed inexplicable phenomena and the people that contain them, destroy them, worship them, and even sell them. But we haven't discussed many instances in which normal humans attempt to weaponize the anomalous. It's probably pretty clear at this point that if groups such as the SCP Foundation, the GOC, or even Marshall, Carter, and Dark wanted to use SCPs instead of containing, destroying, or selling them, the results could be pretty devastating. Well, of course, there is a group that wants to do exactly that, utilizing whatever anomalous items they can to achieve their goals, and they go by the name of the Chaos Insurgency. Like the rest of my summaries of different groups of interest, this video won't be completely comprehensive, but it should provide a good look at the insurgency. The Chaos Insurgency's history starts in 1924, when the O5 Council of the SCP Foundation formed an elite covert special task force comprised of agents known for their unflinching loyalty to the Council. The purpose of this task force, codenamed Insurgency, was to carry out certain missions that required ethically questionable methods and with politically unsavory results in secrecy in order to maintain the reputation of the Foundation. To further this objective, the Insurgency were branded as defectors from the Foundation, with only the Council knowing the truth as the task force carried out their wishes for 24 years. In 1948, however, the lie became reality, as the supposed defectors became actual defectors. The task force carried out multiple raids on Foundation facilities, stealing certain SCPs with high research and military potential, as well as transporting dozens of other defecting personnel with them. The task force caused severe casualties in the process, and the O5 Council had a new problem on their hands, with no clue as to what caused the loyal agents to betray them. So, why did the insurgency betray the Foundation? And why do they continue to use SCPs? The lack of canon kicks in here, and so really the answer is unknown, but there are always theories. A basic theory is simple personal gain. Greed and the lust for power drew the group into utilizing powerful anomalies to kill, steal, and amass control. This theory at least fits in with the chaos portion of their name. If supernatural terrorist doesn't sit right with you though, there is a theory that they actually wish to help humanity, but don't think the Foundation or the GOC are going about it the right way. To make a nerdy reference, much like Boromir wished to use the One Ring to save Gondor, the Insurgency could wish to use SCPs to save the world rather than destroying them or keeping them contained. Other theories claim that the Insurgency doesn't want anything for the world other than chaos. Whatever the case, the Chaos Insurgency, much like the rest of the groups of interest in the SCP universe, are shrouded in mystery. Let's look at a few SCPs then to learn more about how the Chaos Insurgency operates. SCP-884 is a small handheld mirror that, when used while shaving, causes the subject to fail to perceive the removal of hair, leading them to continue shaving an area over and over. 884 was in Foundation custody until an insurgency defector working for the Foundation urged them to relocate the object to a safer location, which led to a raid by the Chaos Insurgency, resulting in the theft of 884. After the defector was executed, the Foundation led a number of raids on Chaos Insurgency storage locations, where they recovered 884 and found that the Insurgency had set up several extensive experiments related to it. Although the Foundation found the tests to be meaningless, the Insurgency attacked again, failing to steal 884, but the Foundation, curious as to why they would be so interested in such a benign SCP, continued experimenting on it. After 2 years of testing, we learn from an agent embedded in the Insurgency the real story. SCP-884's real effect involves infecting those who have been exposed to it with a symptom they call doubt. The effect takes years to develop, but individuals with the symptom begin doubting themselves and their actions, starting with just rechecking things such as locked doors, but eventually leads to a struggle to make simple choices, and eventually a failure to make decisions of any kind, easily leading to death. The insurgency's plan then was simply to get the Foundation as interested as possible in 884, causing it to affect far more personnel than it normally would have. It's believed that thousands of Foundation personnel were infected by the object, far more than the insurgency lost in the process. Essentially, the Foundation played themselves, and it shows that the Chaos Insurgency aren't a bumbling crew of inept fools. This, of course, wasn't the only time that the insurgency utilized an anomalous object to trick the Foundation. SCP-1316 is a female house cat with the appearance of a 3-month-old kitten, despite being in Foundation custody since 1948. And so its anomalous property is that it doesn't age. This is what the Foundation believed until a raid by the Chaos Insurgency led to the theft, destruction, or disappearance of a number of SCPs. In the aftermath, the Foundation performed a routine scan for any bugs or hidden surveillance items in the site, discovering that SCP-1316 was regularly broadcasting a signal every day for 5 minutes. The signal consisted of an artificially generated female voice reading a series of numbers, and that transmission was able to be picked up by any standard shortwave radio. The Foundation quickly cracked the number code, deciphering messages transmitted by 1316. The day after the raid, it transmitted that the operation was successful and requested further orders or extraction. From then on, it transmitted that the Foundation was growing suspicious, confining it to a single room, and then moving it to a new site entirely. Finally, it transmitted that the Foundation knows about its true purpose, and it requested immediate extraction. 2 days later, with no response, it transmitted its last message, saying, "There is no extraction, is there?" Since then, 1316 has not transmitted any more broadcasts, and so the Foundation keeps it confined and feeds it twice a day. Perhaps one of the most successful intrusions into the SCP Foundation by the Chaos Insurgency is SCP-1275, to the point of the Foundation is still not sure the insurgency is behind it. 1275 is a fluid, amorphous entity capable of changing its volume, shape, color, and opacity. It can flatten and shrink itself to a small enough size to squeeze through even minor flaws in a seal thought to be airtight, and can grow large enough to envelop people or larger objects. If left alone, 1275 will seek out classified documents, SCPs, or Foundation personnel and envelop them. Once enveloped, 1275 will begin to rapidly decrease in size, and the enveloped object will disappear, apparently transporting it to an unknown location. Alternatively, 1275 is capable of disgorging foreign objects originating from an unknown location, including explosives, weaponry, anomalous objects, and hostile agents, in order to assist in breaching its containment. It's unclear if the object possesses its own intelligence and/or is being controlled by an outside force, but it is actively hostile to the Foundation and their operations. As of now, the object is contained in the Gobi Desert, in a tungsten cube filled with an electrified wire lattice and molten lead, and is under constant surveillance. 1275 is believed to be responsible for the disappearance of over 20 different SCPs across 10 different facilities over the course of 18 years, along with at least 49 personnel. As readers, we get the benefit of knowing the Chaos Insurgency is somehow responsible for controlling this entity, but the Foundation is still trying to figure that out. Most SCP reports that mention the Chaos Insurgency, however, only do so in passing. Objects are often recovered from raids on Insurgency storage locations or bases of operations, and occasionally the Insurgency will launch raids in return to steal SCPs. It's easy to assume that the Insurgency commits similar operations on other groups, like the GOC or Marshall Carter and Dark. There are plenty of different tales related to the Chaos Insurgency, some painting them as villains, others as rogue heroes, but the common theme is that they are a fly in the ointment. The Chaos Insurgency are blank enough that you can fill in the gaps in the motives yourself. Some discuss the rumors that the Insurgency use their power to take over small third world towns, and use the populations as fodder for experiments, like D-Class. Others say the Insurgency is actually guided by an anomalous power beyond our comprehension, and they alone can take steps to preserve humanity. I'm not here to say one is right and others are wrong, but like many aspects of the SCP universe, the stories are fluid. At the very least, though, the Chaos Insurgency are one of the few groups with the knowledge, capabilities, and willpower to use the anomalous to achieve their goals, whatever they may be. So, feel free to make up your own mind, and make sure your cat isn't working for the Insurgency.